Welcome to your Giants 2-Minute Drill. Anita Marks here with Paul Dottino. And on Friday, it was media day here at the Giants facility. Coordinators as well as coaches had an opportunity to speak to the media. And let's kick it off first and foremost with Sully, offensive coordinator, talking about the offensive line and the consistency that he's quite excited about. Let's listen in.
I think that's a good point because of the continuity. And you have a young guy like Eric Flowers who has great potential and had his growing pains, but pleased with the progress that was made. Really excited to see the great work he's going to do with Mike Solari and him being at that position at the left side, and then with Weston and of course Justin, there's that continuity. And even with JJ and Marshall on the right side, they each bring something to the table where you're not having to reteach or go through and change stances and some of those types of things.
So, Paul, a lot of talk about the concern on the right side of the line, but the left side of the line, well, Sully's pretty excited about.
Yeah, Flowers, Pugh, Richburg, they're coming back now for a second season, knowing where they're going to play, Anita. I mean, how great is that, considering when we were going into training camp last summer, we're saying, well, who's going to play where, and who are the five guys going to be? Those questions have been somewhat reduced by those guys' play last season.
Yeah, and then defensively, Spags spoke to the media, talking about specifically the redshirt freshmen, I guess we can call them, guys that were on the roster last year, but unfortunately because of injury or whatnot, did not get a lot of playing time. This is what he had to say.
We were very hopeful with the young safeties as we went through training camp and preseason games, and that was really the goal, to get one of those young guys to surface. Obviously, three of them got injured, Mykel Thompson. And those guys worked in the off season, extremely hard. Bennett Jackson, Burhey, like you're talking about, real excited to see what they can do. Another year under the belt. Actually, O is going to be a rookie, really, when you think about it, because he didn't have enough snaps. But we were hopeful for him coming into last year, and going to be after working with him a little bit. I really like O. He's a guy that wants to be great, wants to do things right. He works at it. It was a struggle for him to be on the sideline all year long. When am I going to go? When am I not going to go? Am I going to be on IR? That's tough for a rookie. I thought he fought through it pretty good. And we'll be looking forward to seeing him get out there this year.
So, Paul, a lot of talk in regard to who's going to play that safety position next to Landon Collins. And it's not even Spags. I mean, it's Jerry Reese. It's a number of people here at the facility that are really excited about a lot of these safety redshirt freshmen.
Well, between Jackson and Burhey and Thompson, these are guys who coming into last summer, they were so high on. They liked their football instincts. They liked their athleticism. And the injuries just sidetracked everything. So all of the things that they liked about those guys before still hold true as long as they're medically healthy. Now, the other guy, though, that they were talking about was Owa Odighizuwa.
Double O?
Oh, my goodness. I tell you what, if he can really step up and become that third defensive end in the pass rush, Spags is going to have that three-man pass rush rotation again that he always had when the Giants were in their heyday. They're very excited about what Owa can do.
Yeah, great stuff. Paul Dottino, Anita Marks for your Giants 2-Minute Drill.